Count Temps, a Robert Half company.
It's just enough. Sports.
All right, some of the real fun Super Bowl prop bets are coming out. The odds are that a fan trolls Brady by tossing a slightly deflated football on the field are 19-1. The better odds that a fan tosses a flare onto the field, and much longer odds that a sex toy is tossed onto the field. You could see deflated balls as being a sex toy.
Perhaps.
45-1. The odds of a dead falcon being thrown out there, 300-1.
No.
You know what? Somebody ought to find someone going to the game that wants to bet large. The deflated football is the easiest. You can buy a football there at the game.
Just toss it?
Deflate it, chuck it out.
Dude.
And then have somebody bet large on it. I mean, at 19-1, turn a grand into 19 grand right there.
Holy crap.
You know, if you don't mind possibly getting kicked out of the game.
The stadium, yeah.
You know?
I mean, you're going to the Super Bowl. Who cares if you get kicked out?
100 grand is the 19 times that. Right?
Yeah.
There's no reason you can't make your bet come true if you can find somebody going to the game.
Yeah, they could just make it happen. What if they have a...
Do I have to tell everybody how to make money?
I guess so.
Falcons coach Dan Quinn is bald, and the odds that he wears a hairpiece during the game are 50-1. Yeah, you can't debut... If everybody already knows you're bald, you can't debut your "I'm suddenly growing hair" at the Super Bowl. It's like too obvious. You have to start with that like starter toupee, which is just like a little patch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's coming back. I don't know what's going on. Odds of Joe Buck being clean shaven for the Super Bowl broadcast, 10-1. Buck has a penchant for rocking the stubble. Odds there's a halftime show wardrobe malfunction, 2-1. Pretty short odds. They're probably defining wardrobe malfunction broadly here. The odds are that somebody catches fire during the halftime show, 25-1.
Wow.
Come on, Joe Buck. Come on, let it be him. Let that stubble be your downfall. Somebody falling off stage during the halftime show, 12-1. And the odds that Bill Belichick hosts Saturday Night Live in the weeks following the Super Bowl if the Patriots win, 5,000-1.
Wow.
Very, very unlikely. All right. I can't leave sports without mentioning what's going on with the Astros and the Cardinals. There was that hacking scandal to where the Cardinals hacked the Astros email system and scouting database, and they now have to pay, the Cards have to pay the Astros $2 million. And let's see.
Wow.
I think they also have to give some draft choices to Houston as well.
Oh, wow. Wonder if it was worth it.
What are the odds are in finding out that it was the Russians the whole time? Messing with our second most prestigious institution.
Baseball.
That's right.
How dare they?